Hi, friends. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. We are in Job chapter 10, and Job is continuing to speak here, so you know who the speaker is. This is in the World English Bible, and this is what it says. My soul is weary of my life. I will give free course to my complaint. I will speak in the bitterness of my soul. I will tell God, do not condemn me. Show me why you contend with me. Is it good to you that you should oppress, that you should despise the work of your hands and smile on the counsel of the wicked? Do you have eyes of flesh, or do you see as a man sees? Are your days as the days of mortals, or your years as man's years, that you inquire after my iniquity and search after my sin? Although you know that I am not wicked, there is no one who can deliver out of your hand. Your hands have framed me and fashioned me altogether, yet you destroy me. Remember, I beg you, that you have fashioned me as clay. Will you bring me into dust again? Haven't you poured me out like milk and curdled me like cheese? You have clothed me with skin and flesh and knit me together with bones and sinews. You have granted me life and loving kindness. Your visitation has preserved my spirit. Yet you hid these things in your heart. I know that this is with you. If I sin, then you mark me. You will not acquit me from my iniquity. If I am wicked, woe to me. If I am righteous, I will still not lift up my head, being filled with disgrace and conscious of my affliction. If my head is held high, you hunt me like a lion. Again, you show yourself powerful to me. You renew your witnesses against me and increase your indignation on me. Changes and warfare are with me. Why then have you brought me out of the womb? I wish I had given up the spirit and no eye had seen me. I should have been as though I had not been. I should have been carried from the womb to the grave. Aren't my days few? Stop. Leave me alone, that I might find a little comfort before I go where I will not return from, to the land of darkness and of the shadow of death. The land dark as midnight, of the shadow of death, without any order, where the light is as midnight. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I thank you so much that Job is walking through. I guess I don't thank you. I mean, it's not nice to thank you for someone going through a depressive time. But I am grateful that this is in the Word of God. I'm grateful that you allow the voices of those who are broken by life to share openly with you. Lord, I also thank you that you created all of us in our mom's wombs, just as you created Job. And he just felt like he didn't even want to, why did he even have a life? Why didn't he come out of the womb and cry, then die? And Lord, I have had that feeling too. There have been times where life has been so painful and so dark and so frustrating and so difficult that I just wish I hadn't been here. But as we look forward to the New Testament, as we look forward to from this passage into the New Testament and what Jesus has done, there is hope. There is hope in the Holy Spirit who lives within us, who gives us comfort, comforts us in all our afflictions so that we can comfort others with the affliction, with the comfort we've received from you, Lord. And so, Lord, help us to see this suffering as a time to experience your comfort. And then also, like, some of the best joyful times of my life has been when I've had the opportunity to comfort someone else with the comfort I've received from you. And so, Lord, would you bring that to pass even this week? Would you show us the purpose of our suffering? Would you show us that there's a so what to our story, that all this pain and anguish is for something? It's to build your kingdom. It's to encourage others. It's to say, I've been there. It's to listen. It's to love. It's to support. What a beautiful thing that is, Lord, this great reversal to take the most anguished parts of ourselves, heal it, and then allow us to be an agent of healing in a broken and dark world. But Lord, I pray for the person who's walking in darkness today, who can't seem to find the light at all. Lord, I pray specifically that you would lift that you would permeate the darkness with your light, that you would send a friend or an envoy to encourage my friend who's struggling today, Because sometimes, Lord, we just need to know you're there with somebody else, right? We need other human beings to remind us of your goodness and that you see us. So would you send a friend today in Jesus' name? Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Today's podcast is brought to you by Dora Swift. She is the host of the Fierce Calling podcast. And this podcast exists to encourage you, to equip you, that's awesome, and engage you to take action where your passion, compassion, and conviction intersect. I love that statement. And to use your God-given gifts to impact the world for Christ. Doris loves stories and she loves to listen to stories and she's really good at eliciting stories. And so, as I mentioned before, I used to have a podcast called The Restory Show where I interviewed people about their stories. And so Doris is doing a similar thing in her podcast, but with the bent toward ministry. She's asking people, okay, so what happened in your past? And now, because of what's happened in your past, how does that intersect with the ministry that God has for you? That's an amazing thing to listen to and an amazing thing to realize personally for myself is that all that pain from the past has caused me to become a minister, so to speak, of the broken. So I am reaching out to the broken because I have been broken by life. And now I seek out those who have had a similar experience and offer hope, not because I'm cool, but because Jesus is cool. So Doris, thank you so much for sponsoring the Pray Every Day show. I just pray that the Fierce Calling podcast would reach many, many people and encourage the world. Again, thank you, and I hope all of you have a great day.